A new law restructuring court fines and fees in Illinois was supposed to be more even-handed, transparent, and pertinent to the crime committed. Some don't think it's succeeding in those aims. In part two of WGLT's series on fines and fees, Mary Cullen talks with Bloomington Normal stakeholders about the problems the law doesn't address.
The Criminal and Traffic Assessment Act standardizes fines and fees across the state. The bill's chief sponsor, Steven Anderson, says he also wanted to lower fines and fees overall and make a closer connection between the crime and the court cost. Lower-income people can get a break on fines and fees, even if they earn four times the poverty rate. But there's a catch. Waivers don't apply in traffic cases, the only court cost category that went up under the new law. McLean County Judge Scott Trzeski says it's set up like that for a reason.
It would appear that the goal of the legislation was to collect more money by imposing fines and assessments upon individuals that have the ability to pay those fines and assessments imposed.
Trzeski isn't alone in that thinking. Three judges in McLean County tell WGLT wealthier people are more likely to commit traffic offenses than those who are poor. They base that judgment in part on the significant cost of owning a vehicle. But the idea that owning a vehicle in our society is optional is debatable. A lot of low-income people have to own vehicles to work, to go to the grocery store, doctors, in the business of life. Transit might not be feasible for them. And some believe hiking traffic fees and preventing waivers amplifies court inequity. Frank Beck is the executive director of Illinois State University's Stevenson Center for Community and Economic Development.
Of all stops, there's a greater percentage of those stops that are of African Americans than what one would expect given the distribution of the population.
Beck says African American residents in Bloomington Normal are not only more likely to live in poverty than their white counterparts, but police are far more likely to stop minorities for traffic offenses than whites.
No matter the community, it's disproportionate in the sense that it's African Americans who are stopped more often. And they may be stopped for speeding violations. It could be an equipment violation, could be tag on a license plate. Could be lots of different reasons, but it's disproportionate.
Statewide data shows similar disproportionate enforcement by race in many communities. Beck says that calls into question the rationale for making traffic offenses ineligible for fine and fee waivers. Bloomington Black Lives Matter leader Kai Ajayi says lawmakers who wrote the bill fell short of their intentions to create a fairer system. Ajayi says punishment remains unbalanced between classes, even with declines in fines and fees for most categories of non-traffic offenses. Ajayi says even small traffic fines can be devastating to low-income people, while high-income people can pay and be done.
So they were speeding, but because of a technicality and they have the high-powered lawyers, they get off. But the less wealthy individual who is pulled over for speeding, locked up, can't pay the fine to get out of jail, drags on for a week or two. They're missing work, they're missing their rent payments, and so on.
Ajayi says that can have a long-lasting impact on their finances. But McLean County Court Administrator Will Scanlon says driving is a privilege, not a right.
If a person, regardless of where they live in the community, racks up 15 driving offenses, they're going to have 15 different fines to pay, and those aren't going to go away. And they'll have subsequent issues retaining their driver's license, retaining employment, and having problems. That is a problem of their own making.
Under the Criminal and Traffic Assessment Act, even before the fine, a major traffic offense carries a $325 fee, and a minor traffic offense, $226. Tristan Bullington, an attorney in Bloomington, argues that even the lower amount could create havoc for Bloomington Normal's low-income residents.
If they choose that they're going to pay their court fines instead of their rent, it may lead to an eviction. They may decide that they're not going to pay their car bill that day, and so their car gets repossessed. And now their car is repossessed. They can't make it to work. Now they can't work, they can't pay the rent, now they're getting evicted.
Bullington says the purpose of the criminal justice system is to punish, not to ruin someone's life over what is often a minor offense.
This is not to say I'm excusing their criminal behavior and that they shouldn't pay the consequences of those things. But I think these are sometimes unforeseen consequences.
He says it's a different story for DUI offenses. The Criminal and Traffic Assessment Act set the fee for a felony DUI at $1,700 and a misdemeanor DUI at nearly $1,400, two of the highest fees under the new law. Bullington says that makes sense.
DUIs are one of the few crimes that you see committed quite often by people with means. We want DUIs to hurt because we don't want you to commit DUIs.
He says that's why the financial cost of a DUI is so often advertised on billboards and in commercials. And by increasing fines and fees for DUIs, the court system is more likely to see that money. That's according to Casey Costigan, a McLean County judge. He says someone charged with a DUI wants their license back, so Costigan says they're more likely to pay the high offense. The offender is punished for driving while under the influence, and the court is more likely to get its funding. So Costigan says the structure works. But low-income people own cars and have traffic violations. Census data show 80% of people with incomes below the poverty line own vehicles, and about 90% of those with income levels twice the poverty mark own vehicles. Attorney Tristan Bullington is less certain about the court's funding model.
We're not using any of this to be rehabilitative. So we may end up, I think, at times making the problem worse instead of preventing the problem from reoccurring.
Bullington says prevention should be everyone's goal, not patchworking the system of fines and fees to finance the courts. There are data from a variety of sources, including the American Dream Coalition, suggesting car ownership helps people get out of poverty, raising the question whether the new Illinois law has an unintended consequence of keeping people in poverty by making it more expensive when they do have a traffic violation. I'm Mary Cullen.
Listen tomorrow for the final installment of WGLT's series on McLean County court fines and fees. You'll hear from national experts about how Illinois' law compares to other jurisdictions. The series was prepared as a reporting project for the John J. Arnold Fines and Fees Justice Reporting Fellowship.